All right, episode 31. We figured we had our boy Dodger Danny back on again. Our two brutal losses, man. Welcome back, but give me
where do we start?
Well, we have to start with our batting.
Paul and I were just talking about that. Yep.
Pitching is not the issue.
I agree.
Agree. It's our offense. And you know what? We get a little bit of offense to squeak by, but we really have to be scoring 6 runs a game or more.
I totally agree. After that Seager homer, what did we go for yesterday? Like 2 for 29 after the Seager homer?
Yeah.
And this is something that I talked about like towards the tail end of the season that kind of worried me, because those last couple of weeks of the season, we were live and die by the home run. And I was worried there was going to come a point when we start to face better pitching in the playoffs that we were going to have to start being able to manufacture runs playing small ball. And now that I'm worried that's coming back to bite us. It's live or die by the long ball.
Okay. Well, okay. So we started, you know what? Austin Barnes laid down a good bunt. We had, I think, 4 steals, but 2 for 24 with runners in scoring position in 2 games.
Nobody's coming up clutch right now. Nobody's coming up clutch.
Right. And then, what is it, 20 men left on base?
Yeah, it's insane.
Too many.
And a lot of people want to talk about the pitching or Robert's moves, but what it comes down to, the reason we're not hitting, I mean, that's the –
Okay, so let's talk about Robert's moves first. We don't like Robert's pulling guys early, switching guys. That's fair. That's fine. But here's the deal. And Max Scherzer said he was tired.
Yeah, he
now,
did. Correct.
Max pitched 4 games, 4 times in 12 games. But here's the deal. Our bullpen would go longer. Our pitchers would go longer if we were giving them run support.
You're not wrong.
Bringing in Julio, I did not like that.
I didn't like it either. I mean, it worked for us last year in the playoffs, but I never like it either, especially after Scherzer probably has a dead arm because we used him last series when out of the pen. It's like, our pen's good all year. I don't know why
And he's come out and said he's tired. And that's not something you want to hear from your ace pitcher right now. This is not the time to be tired, but unfortunately he's probably right. And if he's saying that, he's not lying. He's right that he's probably tired.
See, some people are saying he is towing the company line. You know, fans. Well, here's the deal. Max Scherzer did not say – or he did not hold the ball. He gave it up. He did not look angry when he came out.
Yeah, we've seen him angry, I think. Last series, he was mad. You could tell he was mad, but he gave it up. You're right.
Right. So, but here's what I think is going to happen. I think we're going to go home. Walker Buehler is pitching game 3 this season, just like he pitched game 3 last season. Last season, we were down 2 games. This season, we're down 2 games. And I already know what people are going to say. We don't have Jock. We don't have Kiki. This isn't last season. It's not about that. It's about we never give up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're not giving up. No way.
I'm not worried. I'm not hitting the panic button yet. Because I know, you know what? We were talking about it before. Atlanta sports finds a way to choke. They find a way to choke in the past couple decades. I'm still not worried yet. I just can't imagine that the Braves team last year couldn't finish us off. I can't imagine that a Braves team without Acuna, without Ozuna, I can't imagine they're going to be able to finish off. I'm still not hitting the panic button yet. What I am a little worried about is, and I don't know if you've been able to have a chance, there's a phenomenal article on Deadspin right now, and it's titled "Dave Roberts Just Can't Help Himself." And it goes very into depth about how he keeps on making these moves, pulling starters out of the bullpen to come in and give you an inning or two here and there. And it's bitten us in the rear end more than one occasion over the past 4 or 5 years.
It has, especially 2019 when he brought in Kershaw. Yep. Kershaw pitched. Oh. He brought Kershaw in. He got that out and ended
against
the
Washington.
Right. He got that out and ended the inning, and it should have stayed right there, but he left him in for that second inning.
Yeah, yeah. Back home yeah. runs.
Because now it's, Urias, he's supposed to pitch what game four now, but you know, now he's lacking a little bit of confidence coming out of the pen and giving up those two.
Oh, he's pitching game five. Or five. And I, five. Hear we're, okay. I hear we're doing a bullpen game for game four.
Okay.
It's just, I just feel right now is not the time to get cute. Right now is not the time to get cute and experiment with all this stuff. We need to stick the formula that got us there. And that's what's worrying me a little bit.
So right. has he got pushed back to game five because he came in yesterday?
I'm gonna say yes. Well, here's what just needs to happen, guys. Pitching wins championships. We know that.
Of course.
But you're not going to win championships if you don't get some runs across the plate. Mm-hmm. And listen, only because I love players, I'm a players guy. We are missing a spark plug. And you know what? Albert Pujols was that spark for us. But I mean, we're missing the likes of Kiki Hernandez.
I know, and you're seeing it. And Jock, the guys that come through in the playoffs over the last, yeah.
And I mean, right now it's not helping us too. That JT, he's kind of been almost non-existent in these playoffs. And now I know he sat game two. They're saying he's gonna be ready for game three on Tuesday.
Yep.
Do we think there's something deeper to this? Do you think there was more of an underlying injury that we didn't know about? That's he's just been off this playoff so far.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, because you just expect him to always come through with a big hit. Maybe he'll start doing it. Maybe they'll all start hitting.
Yeah. He's our clutch guy. I mean, if he's not coming up clutch, I mean, somebody else has to step up, and nobody is right now. I mean, I know we want to give Bellinger the world because he came through huge for us in that game five against San Francisco.
Well, yeah, he needs to keep coming through.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what about problem. When is Trey ever going to start to come through, or Pollock? These guys, I don't mean, I'm trying to lose hope on Pollock, but I don't know.
So Pollock, I've heard rumblings that people say Pollock kind of goes into this little low mode in the playoffs.
Interesting.
Trey Turner, yeah, I think Trey will snap out of it. I am sitting here watching Boston and Houston, and I'm a little jealous right now.
I know, I'm jealous of Boston. They score. Yeah,
I mean, no, just yeah. Kiki.
Just Kiki. Oh, yeah.
He's got 17 hits. He's been
on fire.
He's got 17 hits and 5 home runs. He is now the top 5 offensive performer in the history of Boston playoff.
Oh, my God.
In the history.
Yeah, I mean, and wow. it's not like we got rid of him. He just wanted to go play more.
Want right? more playing yeah, time. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, more playing yeah. time.
We didn't get rid of him. It's just that we did not see him as a full-time player, position player. And you know what? That's okay. I mean, look, we've got great guys.
I know we do. We had 106 wins. We got great guys. Come on. They're just not performing right now. That's the main thing.
I mean, we've got those same guys.
I know.
You know, but they're just – so here's what I think. I think tomorrow we start performing. I think tomorrow we kick it in gear. And here's what I think we do. I think Walker Buehler gives us – a good solid 7 innings. We give him a good solid 6 runs.
I
think we win 6-2.
Even though this whole season and including the playoffs, we haven't been giving Buehler much run support. That's the one pitcher we haven't been giving him a lot of run support this whole season.
I think we do tomorrow. Okay.
I sure hope so. Yeah. And then we go to and then game 4 we got.
I think that's the tricky game, though, because I have all confidence in the world in Buehler for Tuesday. It's Wednesday's game that I think is gonna be make or break. Because if the Dodgers can win that bullpen game, I got all the faith in the world in Urias, and yes, I think we can sweep this home series and go back to Atlanta
and go back to
just win one. And
game four is gonna be the key. I think game four is gonna be the key.
Right,
go back with Scherzer. So exactly.
We win game 3. Then we narrowly win game 4. then Urias comes in. Now, I'm just thinking that Urias is going to give us five innings, maybe 5.1, 5.2. But we still win that game.
I think so, especially if the bats come alive. But I'm not worried about the
bats got to wake up.
I'm not worried about their pitching or their bullpen. Dude, the bats, dude, there's no reason why we should not be scoring runs, which we kind of are.
My only concern is their pitcher tomorrow.
I know.
Chuck Morton.
Yeah.
Morton. Yeah.
The good thing is JT hit a homer off him last year in the playoffs. So maybe he'll hit one. Yeah. So
here's the thing. We're due. We are due for some clutch hitting. The Braves have had two phenomenal games with what's the name, Riley coming up clutch.
Oh, I know. That Rosario, dude, he's never bats leadoff. He hits goes 4-for-4. The Rosario guy. They traded from.
I'm not gonna lie. I've always loved Rosario. Even when he was on Minnesota, so he's a solid ball player.
Oh, I'm just saying. It's like, damn.
I know.
But you look at them. They were just like us. They were struggling to get runs. Mm-hmm. Okay. They just happened to walk it off.
Yeah.
If we would have, you know, if we would have had a run or two, I think Kenley would have been lights out. Now, that base hit that Kenley gave up, that's a fluke play.
Yeah. And Seager's got to make that play,
Seager's got to make the play. Mm-hmm. Seager was trying to protect second base. Seager was partially blocked by Kenley Jansen. But, yes, he still has to make that play.
Obviously and tough then, play.
It's a difficult play.
And then dude, we cannot be crucifying Seager because he made one bad play.
Oh, no.
We cannot be crucifying Chris Taylor because he overran
the
base
running.
Yeah. Oh, the
no,
base
I was running. I that's a mistake that you know what, he got caught in no man's land. I'm not giving Taylor any harsh vibes for that.
Yeah, but some fans are. I'm seeing the rumble.
You know what the problem is? This is how I think of as a sports fan. I always say, if you're going to scapegoat one player, then maybe the game shouldn't have been that close to begin with. How about you make the game where it's not even that close, where it doesn't come down to one play like exactly. that. So there's a whole other opportunities we could have had to score if we were hitting better. You know, it's the whole team lost that.
It was
game
just a frustrating game where just little mistakes like Souza. What kind of throw was that to home? If that was Mookian, right? He throws him out. What's Souza Jr. Mm-hmm. doing in the game at right? I don't know.
What's he doing on the roster right now for this NLCS is my question. Well,
it was either him or McKinney, but the Braves had a lot of left-handed bullpen pitchers. Yeah. So.
And I got to be honest with you, I'm taking Souza over McKinney. Now, although fielding in left field, I think I'd probably take McKinney.
Defensively, McKinney.
I mean, right field.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's the deal. We're just going to do – here's what we did. We had the one-game playoff with St. Louis, emotional high.
Emotional high, yep. Mm-hmm.
Then we had the series of the playoffs, emotional high. All that energy, all that effort, and then we have to fly to Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
We're just – dead. Today was a much needed rest day. I think tomorrow we come out on fire. And I was watching the pregame, Boston and Houston's pregame. And I can't remember which one of them said it, but they said, whoever wins game three will win this series.
Interesting.
They were saying that about our series?
Yes, our series.
Okay.
Whoever wins game three, even though we're down by two.
Yeah.
And then, and guys, look, we were down by two.
Then
we won game three. We lost game four. And we won five and six. We're going to do the exact – or no. We lost. Then we were down 3-1. And then we
down 3-1.
You had it right. You had it right.
Okay. We have the guys to do that to come back. But, like, we are going back to Kike and Jock. We have guys like that that are going to actually come through and –
I mean, Trey Turner is one of them.
Yeah, he's got to start hitting.
He has to.
And then AJ Pollock is the other. You know, AJ Pollock is our Jock Peterson. He's got to come through. And mm-hmm. here's the thing. Jock Peterson and Kiki weren't super consistent for us.
No, they weren't. They just – it always seems like they came through in the, like, perfect – like perfect
But they
spot,
came through at the right
– Right time,
they
exactly.
They came through at the right time. Yep.
See, I still think the key is JT. I think JT, he's that fire starter on the lineup right now. He's the contagious one. When he is hitting, I just feel like the whole entire team is winning. When he's not hitting – It's. I think we're in trouble. So I think he. I mean, hopefully he comes out tomorrow. If he can go like 2 for 4 or 2 for 3 or something like that with a couple base hits, I think we win that game easily, and I think it gets him out of this funk.
Yes,
I totally agree.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think you're right. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's frustrating, but yeah, like you said, we'll be all right.
So now here's what we have. We have another, we're down and we're going to come back, which is going to be another emotionally draining series.
I know. Yeah.
And then here's what I hope, guys. I'm sorry. I hope we play Boston.
You want to play Boston?
I agree.
I mean,
I don't want to.
And here's why. I know a lot of guys want us to beat Houston and rub it in and win and finally have that victory over them. I get it. I just don't want Houston there. I don't want Houston having any praise. I don't want them having any success.
Yeah, I think Boston is a better matchup for us. I actually think that even though Boston is showing you how to beat Houston right now, I still think Houston is scary. If given the chance, Houston can strike at any time. And I don't like how we match up against Houston. And I actually think if we do face Houston, I actually think Houston is going to get up for that series because want it so badly to show the world that we'll beat you again. We'll beat you again on a level playing field, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. And yeah. And so, I mean, I do. I think Boston's going to walk away with this. I do. I think, well, Boston's going to win tonight, 9-3. They're going to win tonight. You know, I think they're going to win tomorrow. And I think they're going to close it out.
Oh, yeah. Home. They got 3 at Fenway, right? Yeah, dude, they're so good at Fenway. And they got Evaldi pitching. Yeah, they should. But I don't know. Houston's Houston, though, so we'll see.
I can never count on Houston.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. So my prediction, we win in 6 against Atlanta.
Oh, so we win the next 4.
Ooh.
That's my prediction.
So you sweep them out. All right.
The way I'm seeing it, I'm saying Dodgers in 7.
Okay.
I'm going Dodgers in seven. I will go back to it again. I think the key is going to be game 4. That bullpen game makes me a little nervous. If we can get a victory in that bullpen game, I think all the momentum swings to us.
So what do we do there? Start Knebel again and then go like Gonsolin?
Yep.
Then, yeah, just
– No. Okay. No.
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 What do we go
I think we start Knebel.
Or
– Oh, okay.
I think after that – I think depending on how well tomorrow goes, it is Knebel for 2 innings.
Yeah.
Then maybe Justin Brule or Bickford.
Yeah. Why didn't we use these guys?
Like Bickford. Oh,
God. Yeah.
But the thing is, here's the thing. We've got to get runs early. I'm not trusting Catman right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. And you know what? I'm kind of bummed he's not on the roster because I know a lot of people didn't like him. I still respect him for the career he's had. I think this would have been a perfect opportunity to have David Price come out and throw maybe 2 innings. I'm gonna stick to that. A lot of people disagree with me.
But I love
Price.
He's
experienced. No. Yeah. If he could have given us 1-2 innings out of a bullpen game like that, I think the reason
he's not on is his last 3 outings consecutively were bad.
Were pretty bad. You're right. They were. But then again, it's going into playoffs. So he's been here before. That's the only thing I didn't like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Paul was saying, but I don't know.
So it's just going to be interesting. But here's the deal. I'm not worried. I have not lost hope. I have not lost faith. I do. I believe the Dodgers get this done.
I agree. I've been saying the whole time Dodgers make it to the World Series. Once they get to the World Series, we'll see what happens then. But I've been saying the Dodgers get to the World Series. No doubt.
We just like to do it the hard way. right. We're better when we're backs against the wall, dude. That's like,
yes. Yes, we're better when our backs are against the wall, and we do, man. We just do it the hard way. Vin Scully even said that. That's a Vin Scully quote.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm not surprised.
Dodgers do it the hard way. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we win Tuesday night. We've come into Wednesday on that high, and I guess the good thing is I'm going to go with it. It's an early game on Tuesday. So it's technically like a late afternoon game. So maybe hopefully that game can end early, get a good night's rest.
There you go. We don't
play again till Wednesday in the evening time. So, I mean, I'm looking for every positive outlet I can here right now. You know,
no, I feel you. Yeah.
Right. And I'm just not liking, I am so not liking that early game.
What was the reason? Because Lakers opener tomorrow night, or?
I think the reasoning was because of the Red Sox Astros game.
Okay, so baseball. Mm-hmm. I thought it was.
And I'm like, you know what? No, play them at the same time. Put them on different channels. TNT, yeah. TBS.
This has happened before, though. Because I remember I actually went to an NLCS game a few years back, and it was a 2 o'clock game here at Dodger Stadium. So this has happened before. I know that it's okay. It's a rarity, but it is frustrating. Because Dodger fans just, already show up to the stadium late. We already show up to the stadium late. Now you put it in the middle of a work day.
And me, I'm like, I'm thinking, you know what? This just got suspicious written all over it. I mean, we always get the low end of the stick.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. You know, let's be honest here. On this podcast, we talk a lot about gambling. We talk a lot about picks in Vegas and stuff like that. Also, we know MLB, MLB wants the Dodgers in the World Series hands down. MLB does not want to see a Braves Astros series. They do not want to see a Braves.
They want Dodgers Red Sox. Yeah.
They want Dodgers anybody at this point. Oh, true. Dodgers anybody, because there's a storyline for both of those. So we know that the MLB wants the Dodgers in this thing. I think the interesting thing is, and I kind of called this too, I don't know if you guys were following, there's a guy, what's his name? Mattress Mac. You know, the guy who puts tons of money
from Houston.
Yeah.
Yep. He actually has a ticket in his hands right now that if Houston wins it all, he wins $36 million.
Oh my gosh.
All of a sudden, Boston is up 2-1 in this series. You know, Vegas is not going to let Houston win this series. That's what I'm predicting. They want Dodgers versus anybody. If it's Dodgers, Red Sox, all the history, the Fenway, Dodger Stadium, two of the oldest ballparks in the country.
My favorite thing would be versus Kiki and Verdugo.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, that's gonna be a great series because you know they want to step up. They want to beat us as much as they love us, and much as they probably respect all the guys in our clubhouse. They want to shine. They want the spotlight on them. You know they're gonna go all out.
Oh, especially Verdugo. We traded him. You know, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of good storylines that are still in play here.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, we're coming off the frustration, and I put this in a post. The Dodgers badly needed a day off today.
Mm-hmm. I saw your post. Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
But so do the fans.
Yeah, we do.
Fans, and here's what we need. We need to regroup, especially the fans going to Los Angeles, going to the stadium. We need to regroup. We need to be fresh. We need to be loud. And we need to stay loud.
Yes. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
We cannot be silent. We were silent. That first game against the Giants, we were silent.
Dude, I know. And I'm saying at the beginning of tomorrow's game, I feel like we're going to be silent too. Unless
that's why the fans got to get there. I hate to see this during the playoffs. The stadium's half empty at first pitch in LA. We got to get there. Fans got to get there early.
I know.
Man. Right. And we got to be loud.
Call out sick. Get there.
I mean, this is basically tomorrow's game is basically our season, right? You don't come down from 3-0. I mean, the Dodgers could, if anyone could do it, it could be okay, Dodgers. But
only one.
And if anybody team's going to choke, it's going to be Atlanta.
true. Only one team, I think, has ever come back from 3-down.
Red Sox.
And that was Boston.
Yeah.
Boston, yep.
So, yeah, we definitely need tomorrow. Tomorrow is our do or die game.
No. But, hey,
all right.
Bueller, hey, that's who you want on the mound, though, for a game like this.
Yeah. Bueller, and, you know, I think I do. I think Mookie Betts gives us a couple hits. I think Corey Seager, some Mookie Corey magic. I think Trey Turner gives us a really good, impactful couple at bats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they get it going. I don't know about JT. I want JT.
We need JT.
I want him to hit something good. I want him to do something.
Me too.
I think tomorrow, you know, I think I'll give you the phrase I think that's going to be key tomorrow, and it's pitch selection. We need to be patient against Morton. We need to work him deep in the counts. We need to get his pitch count up early. And by doing that, we need to be selective.
Who do you guys think they'll go? Who do you think they'll go with tomorrow? Luck, they'll have Lux and Belly in the lineup? They will, right? Belly
it's
first.
It's not a bad idea. That's not a bad play.
Yeah, Belly at first.
Yeah, Luck.
Lux in center field.
Yeah, because you can't play Paul. Oh, we're playing Paul. All right.
Pollock in left field.
Okay, all right.
Mookie Betts in right field.
And then Taylor.
And then, Turner and Smith.
Oh, so you want Pollock over Taylor?
No, I'm just thinking that's what Dave Roberts is going to do.
Oh, okay. I think we got to go Taylor over Pollock for – man.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. I hear you. You know, and it's – see? Yeah.
Well, see, honestly, I think it's kind of almost flip a coin at this point, because Taylor, I don't like Pollock when he comes off the bench to pinch hit. I think Taylor's much better off the bench for us. If we need a guy, you could make that double switch in case, Bueller gets into trouble.
Yeah, so yeah.
I think we leave that option in our back pocket just in case.
Yeah.
You're right. I like Taylor as a pinch hitter better than Pollock for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of options. Let's see what Dave Roberts is going to pick.
There's so many options.
You know, and hopefully he picks the right one, because, you know, as much as we've questioned Dave Roberts' decision-making, not only so far this series, but obviously in past years, I mean, maybe this is a curse of having too much talent on one team, because, I mean, you have so many options that – if one goes wrong, you can second guess it from here until eternity. But I mean, it's just, you have so much talent. We're so deep as a club that, you know,
and that's what hurts. That's what's frustrating. We're so deep, but we're not showing it.
And we're not.
Yep.
But we're going to show it, boys. Right. Hey, just like, yes. We got to believe. We got to believe, man.
Absolutely.
I believe I'm not hitting the panic button yet. Atlanta has blown it in the past. All of the city of Atlanta sports have blown it in the past. They're going to do it again. I believe the Dodgers are going to come and rip their hearts out of their chests again.
Yep.
I think we win this in seven.
Yeah. And I'm thinking six. I'm thinking this.
Right.
I'm thinking we get Walker winning tomorrow. We win the bullpen game narrowly. Urias wins game five, and Scherzer pitches game six.
So who goes seven now? Actually, I was just thinking about, is Bueller come back in for seven?
They said Walker come for seven. Yeah.
And it would be Walker. And then, of course, seventh would be all hands on deck.
Exactly.
I hope Bueller doesn't get tired like Scherzer is.
I know.
That would kill us.
Yeah, and that's why I'm hoping he gives us a good solid seven innings, or at least 6.2, mm-hmm. and then Bickford comes in, because Trinan pitched yesterday,
yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know, and
she could have went two innings yesterday, but whatever. Right.
If we're ahead by five runs, we don't need Kenley Jansen, and that gives him the rest for the bullpen game the next day.
Yep.
And again, it always comes down to pitching, don't get me wrong, but it really comes down to our bats waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And look at this.
You got to play both sides of the ball.
Last year we had 11 runs in the first inning.
Let's do that tomorrow.
That's right.
Let's do it tomorrow. Let's go.
Yep. And
wow.
And Boston's pouring it on again.
Give me a live update. Boston just hit a two-run homer.
They're getting JD hot, Martinez.
JD Martinez over the monster.
Those guys. Yeah. All right, we need to do that tomorrow. All these, come on.
Yeah. 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 Man.
Fenway's rocking. Let's get Dodger Stadium rocking on Tuesday night. Let's go.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you coming on again, man.
Dodger Danny, hey, thank you.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you for having me. Love your guys' podcast, and definitely we'll do this again.
Oh yeah, we'll talk after.
Oh yeah, because we're going to the World Series. Oh yeah, we'll talk to you after the NLCS once we win.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, man. Go Dodgers.
All right, go Dodgers.
All right, later.
Thanks, man. Dan.
See you later.